welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on the old Brav, some guy. Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie Karam, and with me is a gorgeous, talented, thin, lusciously locked Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast. Hi, Ben.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. What's up?
How are you?
I am so excited to be here talking Shots of Sunset.
Last week, on the recap, I said that this week's episode was going to be the season finale, and I didn't say it because I was trying to give fake news. I said it because they put it on screen, but perhaps it was erroneous because it was not the season finale. However, they did put on the screen this time that next week is the season finale, and I believe I heard, did they say next week on the season finale? Did they do that, Ronnie?
They sure did.
So I'm sorry for those of you guys who were expecting this raucous and drama-filled episode to be the season finale. It was not. So sorry. I'm making a lot of apologies for just putting out bad information on the podcast. You know, with great power comes great responsibility, and I'm failing, Ronnie, and I apologize.
I apologize, babe. I apologize.
Well, actually, I'm glad you apologized because I need it. You know, I was watching this like, come on, do better. It's the season finale. Come on. And then halfway through, I was like, this cannot possibly be the season finale. This is definitely a penultimate vibe.
It was definitely penalties. And I think if anyone owes an apology, it's Bravo for putting season finale up on the screen last week. Like, that wasn't cool.
Two-part season finale. That. Okay.
Two-part season finale. Yeah. Murder mystery. Instead, we got the new vagina waxing is murder mysteries. We got that. And I still say, I actually still think the best murder mystery we've seen in the past year was Dallas. That was my favorite of these murder mysteries, mainly because it ended with DeAndre getting crazy into character with a gun and basically trying to kill everyone in the cast.
Yeah, DeAndre really took that seriously.
And I'd do it again, bitch.
She was a little too good at that.
So we open with a squirrel eating. Okay. Squirrel took a break from Potomac, came over to Shaw's. And then Gigi is telling us, see, this is what I was talking about. The beauty, serenity, and energy. It's like literally flowing through all of us. Look at the little bird. And then she got a little cartoon bird to come on her hand. Yeah. I mean, let's just get the real Gigi. Like, get the cartoon on her finger, then have her bite its damn head off. Okay. I'm not buying this Gigi still. I don't care. Congratulations on making it an entire season seeming normal. Don't need it. Don't like it. Go back to who you were. Thanks.
You forgot the step where before she bites off the little bird's head, she elopes with it. So Gigi is, this is how you can tell that the episode, there's really nothing going on in the episode, is that they have to stretch it out with comic bits. Okay, that's always the sign of making content last. So she's FaceTiming with her mom and Elijah. Literally the storyline I care the least about on this show. The weekly Elijah update. It's always the same. Like, it's literally the same thing every single week. Fatima's there. Fatima's with the baby. Roxy's there. Maybe Zsa's nearby. And Gigi's like, ugh, my baby. It's literally the same thing. I don't know if I can deal with it much longer, much more of it longer.
So the guys gather outside of Reza and MJ's little cabin thing. They gather outside, and Mike's like, wow, what a beautiful day. This day is almost good enough to jerk off to on Instagram. Beautiful. Just beautiful. And Nima's like, dude, I can't believe how big this property is, bro. This is like Broham. This is Broham Forest. It's huge.
Yeah, this is not something you see going down Beverly Boulevard, that's for sure. This has the Shervin seal of approval. Shervin.
Yo, well, who would have thought that MJ and Reza would be sitting in the same cabin a year ago? And I mean that thing with London and Reza. I mean, geez, guys, what's the tea? Am I right, brah? Am I right, brah?
Yeah, and this is coming from a person who is not a pine tree person, okay? I'm a palm tree person, okay? That's my brand, okay? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? So Mike is like, yeah, and then like with London, like that poor girl has done nothing, okay? She hasn't been aggressive. She hasn't done nothing. She hasn't sent spoof texts, okay? She just voiced her opinion, okay? Oh, you know, with Reza, he's a lot of bark, but no bite, okay? His bite, it's not even a real bite. It's spoof bite. He has a spoof bite.
That's not the proper saying. I know I'm saying that a lot today in these Bravo recaps, because we just did Potomac 2, where someone called a gorgeous redone house a diamond in the rough. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now here I am again, having a problem with someone using a phrase wrong. But a lot of bark and no bite. Reza is constant bite. What are you talking about? He's constantly biting.
His bite is so much that you've kept Paulina away from it. Like, you literally are, you put him in a cage, okay? I also do like that we correct all these little mixed metaphors that they botch, because I am the king of that. If you go back and listen to any of these podcasts, you hear me mix up my words so frequently. I did it on Watch What Happens Live. I am the king of just, like, messing up all my words all the time. But I think...
Well, yeah, I don't make fun of people because I can do it better. I just make fun of people because it's fun. Okay? Team Hippocrat.
Yeah, no, I make fun of them because it makes me... it distracts from my own shortcomings with being articulate.
So Reza comes out dressed like a gay scab. That's all I can think of. I don't know what he's wearing. He's wearing the gayest pajamas I've ever seen. But like gay blood, it's like a rainbow flag scab.
Did he? Oh, I couldn't tell if you meant that he looked like some tissue that had hardened, or if he looks like someone who crossed a picket line.
Reza maybe looks both. Like he would not be there for other riders. I'll tell you that.
He definitely would cross a picket line. You know what? Like, sorry, but like a bitch lost 40 pounds and wants to work, okay?
So Reza sees some girl. Who is it? London? I don't know. Someone's there that looks great. No, Destiny.
It's Gigi. And
he's like,
Gigi,
that's my bitch. Serve it, bitch. Serve it up, bitch. Oh, yeah, that's you, bitch. And they just dance around in their crazy clothes while all the guys just stare at them like,
Gigi looks like the lead singer of Four Non Blondes. Okay. She's giving distinct Linda Perry vibes because she has her box braids, but she also has the big hat. Like, and I was, you know, it would not be surprising if Gigi came out and was like, so I said, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? Gigi, stop it. Stop
it. Stop it, bitch. Stop it. So then London comes out looking like she's going to her first day of like polo lessons or something. And like, Nima's like, why are you dressed in business casual? And she's like, it's chic. It's a look. Okay. It's a chic look.
I like Nima clocking her for business casual when, you know, he like jerks off to those old UPS commercials with the guy talking about logistics. Oh, yeah, that's good branding. I love a whiteboard.
So it's a Bravo vacation. Sorry, so we're splitting up horrifying. On our...
That was a horrifying image for everyone. I'm sorry.
Jerking off to logistics.
UPS. Remember that commercial with the guy with that long hair being like, this is logistics. I work for UPS. Do you remember those or no?
No.
You're lucky if you don't remember them. Oh, it was the worst.
No, I don't remember, but I like the thought of Nima jerking off to those commercials. So it's a Bravo vacation. So we're separating to do different activities. And some are going to a vineyard and some of them are going to zipline.
Yeah, ziplining seems super fun, but like it's always going to be wine tasting, right? Like I feel like it's always wine tasting.
Well, I really like that MJ always kind of gives me more confidence to do things that I normally wouldn't think I could do because I'm a little, you know, I'm bigger. So I wouldn't think like ziplining or horseback riding. But anytime there's an option, MJ's like, I'm going horseback riding and I'm going ziplining. And you can figure it out. And I really like that about her. I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go ziplining.
I just want you to know, Ronnie, I'm sending you a picture of, it's just a picture of this UPS commercial guy because it's I need you to get a full picture because I feel like everyone knows this guy and how awful he is, and I just want to get your reaction to the UPS guy in the business casual blue Oxford with the long hair. Okay, I just send it to you. Okay. This is what I imagine Nima jerks off to, this guy.
Ew. Y'all intercept that. Yeah. Look at the Statue of Liberty about to sticker fire up the intercept. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love a blue button down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good branding.
I like anyway, all the effort he made into the White House drawing, too, on this. It's like simple logistics, but he's taking like 30 minutes to do the art for his little example.
For his logistics. And then he's like, in the image I sent Ronnie, the guy, the UPS guy, is like, he's drawing on the whiteboard, but he's also like looking over his shoulder like, yeah, you like this? You like this? You like these logistics? It's like, gross, stop it.
Like, you watching? You still watching? So they get, some of them get to the vineyard. It's Gigi, London, Reza, and Nima. And he's like, do we have seating assignments? Where's Sam's going to sit? Can we have a high chair? Oh, wait.
I have a question. In addition to your reds and your whites, does this vineyard also serve Shams in a little bottle? Baby Shams.
So Nima, of course, ruins everything. He's like, my happy place is without a doubt a vineyard. Okay, I get googly eyes in a vineyard. I'm like, Gigi looks pretty good. Destiny looks really good. The UPS guy looks great, I'd like to say. Even Reza. I'm just kidding. He needs to grow his hair longer and have a whiteboard. I love a vineyard.
God, Nima still just desperate to convince us that he's like wanting to bang every girl he sees. Like, Nima, just calm it down already. No one is buying this, okay? No one. So Rez is like, oh my God, I'm like so in the moment. It's like the first time I've eaten since 6 o'clock. So it's a very special moment.
I want to do like a versus, like what is the more special moment, Reza eating before 6 o'clock for the first time or Karen being the ambassador to Surrey County?
Which is funny. It's a very special moment. I'm eating before six, so I would like to take time to apologize to London. I have taken some frustration out on you, some anger out on you, and part of it is that I resent that, you know, they call subways trains. It just bothers me. I don't want to be asked if I'm going down into the tube. Okay?
Bitch, going into the tube means something else entirely to me, okay?
So he's like, yeah, none of that had anything to do with you.
And now that I realize that I want to ambush Mike about Paulina at some point on this trip, I'm going to need you on my side. So I'm really sorry that I took it out on you.
Yeah, babe, thanks. You know, that's really good to hear, babe, because, you know, it was hard not to take it personally. And I'm really good.
Okay, good. Let me tell you something. It was RV driven. It was Reza driven. It was Paulina and Mike driven. It was things I need to apologize be driven. It was Reza be obsessed driven. It was the old movie driven. You know, all those things driven.
You know, I really hate when I behave that way. Let us toast to London. But honestly, keeping it real, when she started siding with Mike, everything she did was getting under my skin. So, Queen, stay in your lane.
Which means she's not forgiven at all, but he needs her on his side. That's exactly what that means.
Also, Mike and Paulina is literally not your lane.
It's not even your highway.
Right. So then Gigi is asking the other people, like, what do you think they're doing? Oh, no. She's asking, what do you think the other group is doing? And Destiny's like, I think that they're, like, dangling from the air. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
They're ziplining. So.
So, speaking of which, we then go over to the zipliners and, so they arrive, and Mike has a fear of heights, so he's asking, there's a guy named Kelly, who's there. He's their guide, and so Mike is like, so, in the history of rappelling, have any of these wires snapped? I guess another way of putting it is, are any of these cables spoof cables, or are they all good cables?
So, in the history of rappelling, has anybody been so rappelling to go on a rappelling? Is my rappelling so strong that it's going to break this rappelling?
Listen, unfortunately, I don't think we're allowed to go ziplining because this group is very toxic and these ziplines don't want to be near us. So, unfortunately, we cannot do this.
Yeah. So, they're getting ready. And then MJ's like, I suffer from post-birth urinary incontinence, so might want to warn you about that. And Layla's like, if you're peeing, I'm peeing, okay? So, then it's horror movie music as they ride in the back of a pickup truck up the mountain.
And then they arrive at the zipline, and Shervin goes, hey, look, a zipline. So Mike's like, oh, Vavilai. I'm butchering it. Basically,
yeah. So then Reza, back with the other people, Reza's like, that Chardonnay was Crisp AF.
Yeah. So so then they're getting on the zip line, and Shervin goes first, of course, and it's like, Shervin, and he's just like, wah, 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 across the forest. And then MJ is like, I didn't do anything to deserve this. Why am I doing this? And the guide is like, okay, just what we're gonna need you to do is just hold on here and step up onto this thing. She just goes, no. And just steps down. Like her Vita comes out at that moment.
Yeah. She's like, where's ping pong? So then back with the wine people, Desi's like, Mike would love this. Just like trying to bring up things that they can bitch about, right? And Reza goes,
yeah, but would Paulina enjoy it?
And Nima's like, yeah, dude, why isn't Paulina here?
She isn't here because Mike will not let her be here.
Gigi goes, why are you yelling?
Oh, because he doesn't want us to tell her the things that she's thinking. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Yeah. And London's like, yeah, babe, I could see that Mike didn't want Paulina to get close to us at Halloween. I could see, like, the looks and everything. And Dustin's like, well, she knows that he speaks very derogatory and very disrespectful. Like, he says the nastiest things right in front of Frank Sinatra. So then Destiny tells us that she hasn't even heard from Paulina since Halloween. And you'd think that Paulina would reach out just to see how Destiny's doing. But she hasn't even done that.
Yeah, Destiny, the real victim here. So Nima's like, do you think she's not here because of the receipts that we have? We show receipts? Because I love receipts. And London's like, of course, babe. You know, like, I agree with everything you're saying. I mean, it just seemed really awkward. And Reza's like, can we go on record as saying London is co-signing Mike on his shit, okay?
And then Reza just gets bit by a bug. I'm just glad Adam wasn't there.
Ow, Gigi bug.
Gigi, ow.
Ow, why are you sending bugs at me, Gigi? Ow.
You guys, we're the one. Ow.
He gets stung in the most Reza way ever.
And then Nemo
like stung me.
Bitch, like that. Bitch B isn't intermittent fasting. It's eating my blood. So then Nima holds up two different wine glasses to his chest. He goes, these are like two types of titties. Isn't that hilarious? It's a breast joke because I love women. I am mad attracted to women all the because I'm a player, dude, bro, man. Titties, wine glasses, titties, bro, man.
Yeah, so Reza is just wasted. So he starts skipping around, screaming to the vineyard,
Paulina! Paulina, where are you at, Paulina? Shams! Shams!
So then we go back to the zipliner. They're just ziplining away. And one thing that happened beforehand was Mike was like telling everyone what to do with the zip. Did you notice this? He was telling everyone how to like get ready and be prepared and whatever with the zip lines. But then when it came time for him to do the zip lining, he was like, okay, oh no. Oh, Paulina. No, Paulina. No, spoof gravity. No. No, my legs are shaking, dude. No, I can't do that. No. But now he's like, now they're all doing it and they're like going from tree to tree to tree. And one thing I noticed is that the zip lines sounded like Shervin. Did you notice that? Every time they went ziplining, it sounded like this.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. And it said, hey, guys. It was so weird that it would say, hey, guys, at the end.
So in Reza's van, everybody's wasted, especially Reza. And Gigi goes, guys, what is one thing I've always done on trips? What's the one thing I've always brought? And Nima goes, knives. And they start cracking up. And then we see a montage of every year Gigi having a new knife. Like, this one will take your dick off.
I'm like over the whole knife thing. I feel like it was a joke. It was a jokey thing that happened several seasons ago that they just keep going back to. Like, like it's a, as if it's on the same level as like Turtle Time or something. And it's just, it's not, I just don't feel like we as the audience ever really, really embraced that. We were all like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that me?
They're like knives all the time. So then at nighttime, they're talking about how Mike was really good with his words of encouragement. They're like, wow, Mike, thanks for all those words of encouragement at ziplining. And he goes, yeah, I'm a good girl, Dad.
Literally, you're not. You talked to the other women that you're the girl mom's. You are not a good girl, Dad. You're literally, right. First of all, you're not even a girl, Dad. On top of that, you're like a girl. You're like a male presence, girl male presence figure that talks to other girls behind your main woman's back. What's the phrase for that?
Mike.
Is there one?
Just a Mike.
Mike.
So Mike is in a store. They're all in a store buying stuff to eat. And Mike's like, oh, wow. You know, today we had very good bonding. So I would like to say thank you to Gigi for putting this together. Because, you know, this whole thing with the unity and the trust. And MJ's like, yeah, look at her. Like, she's spearheading trips and kicking ass.
Yeah, compared to last year, like, to now. Like, I mean, I couldn't even imagine you being here with Reza. But look at you guys. This is all because of Gigi. Wow, Gigi.
And he's like, wow, is Reza getting closer? Like, is progress happening? And MJ tells him that it's really complicated. And she suggested he write a letter to Tommy. And then we see a clip of Reza going,
I will drop the restraining order for Tommy.
But of course, Tommy said that Reza can keep the restraining order exactly where it is. It's not going to change how he feels, you know? So MJ hasn't told Reza this news yet that Tommy is just like really not receptive to any of this. So Mike has this thing. He's like, well, you know what? I think a letter would look really good because if Reza knows that he can't like even change Tommy's view, but he still decides to write a letter, then that will show to Tommy that this came from a sincere place because it shows that like he can't change, but like the letter, he wrote the letter anyway. And so like that means that it will mean a lot. And so therefore, you know, because it's like not a spoof letter, it's like a real letter. And like Paulina, you know?
Yeah, you should be in Tommy's ear about how great Reza is. So why are you being nice to Reza? Reza's a monster. Stop. You're trying to be nice and get Reza what Reza wants while Reza is screaming Paulina in a vineyard somewhere, ready to rake you over the coals again.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally, you are hiding your girlfriend from Reza at this point while also simultaneously encouraging MJ and her husband to reconnect with Reza.
So they're getting ready for a dress-up party, and the guys are playing pool, and Shervin's like, Nima, because they're dressed as cowboys, and Nima is, of course, like a five-year-old cowboy. It's like, it's like going to a child's birthday party, and Shervin's like, Nima, let me ask you a question. So are you friends with everyone from Toy Story, or...
Whoa, that's a great question, and I love your approach to this brand. And the only one I'm friends with from Toy Story is Little Bo Peep, because wow, she has quite a rack on her. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
And Shervin's like, well, I'd like to think Woody, you know, got good wood, but probably only for 10 minutes. They all start cracking up. So then they have people cooking for them tonight, which is nice. So then Gigi does this thing that every host, you know, I was a cater waiter for a long time, that every host of every party does, where they come in and they give a big speech to everybody. Like, we're just all so fucking lucky to be there. She's like, just FYI, everybody, we're having a whole Western saloon thing. So if you see people talking funny, just go with that because we're in a saloon. Like, you know that every single person in here is saying the C word over and over in their brains, right? Just leave. Just leave the kitchen, ma'am. Okay?
And by C word, you mean catering. You know, they clearly do not care. They're like, yeah, they're just looking at her like, you think this is the first time we've had to cater for some stupid ass costume party? We get it.
So then she says that she's having a costume party because her friends will have to leave the baggage and just come as, you know, come as their costume, which really makes no sense. And that's the whole thing that with Gigi this year is they're trying to make Gigi like this spiritual healer, but Gigi doesn't really make any sense with anything she says.
Yeah.
Which cracks me up.
I didn't understand how like doing basically a Wild West LARP was going to like heal this group in any sort of way. But I was like, I'll watch it.
Right. Like, have you seen the fights that take place in a saloon? I don't know like, that this is the right theme. So
just
Mike,
just because it's called the OK Corral does not mean everything is going to wind up OK when this is done.
Yeah. So Mike sees Gigi and Layla. They're both dressed like sexy saloon girls. And he's like, wow, isn't that funny? You both picked to be, you know. And they're like, prostitutes. And Layla goes, what else would we be? Cowgirls?
Mike's like trying to figure out how to like message them on Instagram in the old West. Do they have Instagram in 1842? Do they?
I need to send my horse with a very sexy message to you.
It's a spoof lasso.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, and then London's dressed like a sheriff, sort of. She's sort of more, or at least a cowgirl. She's somewhere between sheriff and cowgirl. I'm not sure. With this one, we get a lot of comedic interstitials here, like Shenanza and everything. And so we see Reza comes out and he's like,
yeehaw, I got you, girl. Don't shoot me. Paulina and Mike.
You know, some people on these trips, like some people are doing the cooking and some people are doing like the positive words before the zip lining. Reza just found the coke dealer. Okay. That's what Reza is bringing to this trip, because he runs out like, just geeked out of his mind. And so he's still screaming, and MJ comes out in her character like, you better shut that down, y'all.
I never seen a rock that beautiful once I crossed the Mississippi Delta. Yeehaw!
And I don't know if you noticed, but at a certain point I was like, are they just doing deep South accents? Is this really cowboy? Because MJ was like, I say, my name is Major Miller May. And if I wave this here pink flag, that means I claim your titties. I'm like, this just sounds like it's an episode of Southern Charm now.
Calm your titties. And Reza just titties. Keeps screaming, yeehaw, yeehaw. And he's like, I don't know. Who cares? So Reza's like, Shervin the Kid, and Mike is Mad Mike. And he's like, we just rolled in from Santa Fe with our little brother, Woody.
That's me. That's my brand.
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
So London is like, I'm rootin' tootin' Rick. I learned how to take control of these parts. That's really all I could come up with, guys. Sorry. I do need a little more time. I'm a little more method Sorry, than babe. This. I Sorry, am. Babe. Sorry, babes.
And Reza tells Mike and Shervin,
you two look like you're in a gay club in the old West.
I'm like, just a regular gay club. I think actually it's anywhere in the country. It sort of gives me that.
Nima sees Golnessa, and he's like, the shorter the Golnessa skirts are, the happier I am. Yeah, girls.
Yeah. And so we're just watching this parade of everyone in their costume. They're all getting their names. And I'm sort of thinking to myself, is anything really going to happen in this episode? And then Destiny. They're like, where's Destiny? And so goes Destiny Rose as herself. And she gets a call, or her phone starts to vibrate. And it's a text from Paulina saying, hi, doll. I've been thinking about you. And I think she says something like, would love to catch up. Or
Paulina,
something like that.
The ultimate user, just calling to do exactly what she did to Destiny last time, which is to get Destiny to get Mike in trouble with all of his friends. It's like, exactly. Same old Paulina, exactly the same thing. So Destiny's like, what? So then Gigi, downstairs, Gigi's like, guys, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I heard a full ghost argument, which is stupid, obviously. So then Paulina and Destiny talk on the phone. And Paulina's like,
I miss your voice.
First time that's ever been said about Destiny, but anyway. Yeah.
Destiny's like, dude, I don't even like know what to say, because like I haven't heard from you since Halloween. And she's like, I mean, I was praying that you were like gonna come on this trip, because like it broke my heart. It broke it. I'm sorry, my love. Honestly, my love, I didn't reach out, my love, because like Mike had asked me not to respond or be in touch with you. Now just listen to everything I'm saying very carefully, because it's going to come up as important. You're all going to have a pop quiz when we talk about Watch What Happens in a few minutes.
Oh, see, I didn't watch Watch What Happens. I will also say that there was a part of me that suspected that they actually had talked and that this was planned out personally. I'm sort of getting that vibe. So Destiny was like, I was right the whole time. I know that Mike has been telling her to disengage. We are the problem. Everyone is the problem except him. Destiny's acting as if she figured out this huge mystery. This is like what literally everyone knows is happening. Like, we all know Mike is keeping Paulina in like a little shoebox, right?
Right. And she's like, but like now that I'm alone, like I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to call you. Why? Why do you have to wait till you're alone? Because Mike's not there, right? Is what she's insinuating. So Destiny's like, but also, I need you to know. Go ahead.
I was going
to
say, is this like literally the only time she's alone ever in her life? That seems a little bit.
Yeah, Mike has his crazy own apartment. She's full of it. So Destiny's like, yeah, but I need you to know I'm like hurt. I'm like confused.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, but let me just say that history has repeated itself. And at this point, I have reached my end. And I'm going to tell you why right now.
And then the phone dies.
Even the phone's like, I don't want to be part of this.
I know. The phone doesn't want to hear part of this.
The phone is literally like, I'm a landline and I've been holding on for as long as possible, but now I throw in the white flag. I cede my space to the cell phones. I will not do this. I will not go out like this.
Right. So Rez is like, where is Destanya the Magnifico? So they want to eat. So they just go ahead and start eating. And the first thing is a potato chip with some onion dip on top. Okay, you're fired. Get the fuck out. What's that? A potato chip with onion dip on top? Get out.
I had a potato chip last night with like a tuna tartare. I guess that's different than onion dip. That's nicer.
So then MJ is saying, oh my God, everyone looks so good. And Gigi's speech really gave us this spiritual trip. And like, she goes, Mike, this whole day is like falling into fruition. Wait, oh no, Mike says to Gigi, he goes, this whole day is falling into fruition. And Gigi, you've had the most growth out of all of us, okay? But I look at you and I think, wow, I chase your growth. What the fuck is Mike talking about?
And that growth,
She fell into fruition and you chase her growth. Thanks, her Mike.
Her boobs are bigger than ever before because of baby. I chase her growth.
And Gigi's like, cheers to you guys for facing your fears. What are you talking about? So then up with Destiny, she's like,
fears
oh my
of wine
God.
Tasting with Reza.
She's like, what's happening? It's completely over?
And Paulina's like, honestly, like, I can work through a lot of stuff, but, like, one thing I do not stand for is you speaking to other women.
And he said, don't take it there. And I said, I told you never again, Mike. And so the very next day, he's, like, sitting in the car, and he didn't know I had access to his Instagram. And before he walked into the house, he deleted it. So, and I saw him delete it. So then I ordered food, and then I threw it at him. And I was like, you can eat alone tonight.
I'm confused about this story because, A, how dare you throw that food at him? B, how dare you do that off camera? Because I think we all would have liked to have seen it. C, so what exactly happened, though? I mean, so she has access to his Instagram. She's implying that he was messaging someone and then deleted it. Is that what she really meant? She didn't really articulate it, right? Or did I miss something?
I think she was saying, don't talk to people. And he's like, I'm not. Why are you even doing this again? And so she went into his Instagram and saw that like they had just gotten home and he was sitting in the car on Instagram right when she gets out of the car or something. That's what it sounded like to me. And he was writing somebody and then deleted it right away so she couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
But she saw the whole thing happening.
So, which is funny because it's like, also, why don't you have a fake one? But it's fine. So Destiny, I guess if you have a fake one, you can't use your celebrity, right? So then Destiny's like, Paulina, you're throwing this all at me right now. I had no idea you were going to call me and tell me these things. I can't help but wonder. I mean, is she telling me all these things because she wants me to tell everyone? Or I guess that's really the only option, right? That's only option A. Okay, I'll tell everyone.
She's such a dumbass. She's like, yeah, does she just want me to tell everybody? And then it cuts to Paulina go, well, here's what I'd love for you to do. I'd love for you to say, Mike, just be truthful. Like, well, at least she's not hiding her intentions this time, right?
Yeah. So,
okay, so let me tell you what happened on Watch What Happens Live. You know, Paulina, I feel for more in this relationship because obviously Mike is a pig. And obviously I think that Mike is controlling and he is not letting her go around people. And he is doing like the classic, you know, the classic controlling guy things. Right. But Paulina is also a dope. Okay. So Mike is on Watch What Happens Live last night and Paulina is behind the bar. And I could only take 10 minutes of this, you guys, okay? I can do some extra credit, but this was too disgusting. Like, I had to turn it off. They're both so gross. So Andy's like, okay, Paulina, why did you call Destiny? Because it seemed like you were trying to get Destiny to go after Mike. What was that about? And Paulina's like, well, I called Destiny just because, like, I feel comfortable with her. And then Mike cuts her off and won't let her talk. And he's like, wow, you know what, babe? You look so hot right now.
Wow.
Ugh, so gross. Okay, ew. So then later, Andy's still on Mike, of course, about the texting and all this, or the spoof messages. So Mike's like, listen, you know what? It was only one time that happened, but then the other people were doing spoof messages after that to try and get me in trouble. So that's what the problem was. So then the guest, who's like a sex therapist, who's on Andy's new show on Peacock or whatever, she tells Mike, she's like, well, I watched the episode and it looks like you were being controlling because you wouldn't let Paulina come on the trip. And then Paulina stops her. She's no,
I'm sorry, but like, that's not true. I didn't go because I didn't want to go, okay?
And so the guest is like, okay, but then when, why would you call Destiny and say that you're only calling her because you're finally alone? Paulina literally said in the scene we just recapped that she didn't call Destiny because Mike didn't want her to, and now she's only calling Destiny because she's alone and she can call Destiny, right? So Paulina's like, no, I mean, could you rephrase that? Because she's like dumb as a fucking brick, this Paulina. And she's like, well, I just wanted to make sure that Destiny was alone. That's what I was saying, which is bullshit. So then they're saying, Mike, aren't you controlling? Everybody on the internet saying you're controlling, asshole. And he goes, nothing could be further from the truth, okay? You know, like, even if you ask my other girlfriends, like my girlfriends before Paulina, they would say, I'm not mad, you know, I'm not jealous enough. And they get mad at me, you know? And so I'm like, you know, the issue is like, you know, they say I'm not jealous enough and it upsets them, you know? The issue is not you being jealous. It's you fucking being controlling and you cheating. That's what this is about. And then Paulina tries to say something when Andy asks her a question. And he's like, God, she's so gorgeous, right? Like, he won't let her talk. I mean, he's just so gross. And then I turned it off because I couldn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're both idiots. They're both idiots. And I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't like my girlfriend going out dressed all sexy like that. You know, that's just normal, right, sex therapist? Meanwhile, Paulina's standing behind. Yeah. Meanwhile, Paulina's standing behind the bar in a bikini top. Like, that's
yes, her outfit. I did see that in the coming ups.
You two are trash, okay? I'm done with the both of you.
Yeah. So then some bread arrives back on the show. Some bread arrives and Mike's, oh my God. And so Destiny's freaking out and she's not going to say anything right now because it's like, now's not the moment. So, whatever hope we have for some drama goes out the window, because she's not going to say anything to Mike. So instead we get murder mystery time. So Gigi is dead and she's lying on a bed and she's dead and they're all, they all go see her body because she screams out. She's like, ah. And now they have to go on essentially a scavenger hunt. And Nima's like, guys, this might actually be kind of fun. I mean, honestly, all I want to do is drink wine and flirt with Destiny, okay? And whatever I have to do to get there, I'm willing to do it, bro. Bro dudes, bro. I love Destiny and her rack. She's a hot, hot lady rack. Has boobs. Right, bros? Right.
And then my favorite part of this was MJ just sitting next to the dead Gigi going, it was me. I wanted you gone.
Yeah.
And Destiny's so like, oh my. Just confessed at every murder mystery party.
And Destiny's like, guys, I found a piece of paper. Nima goes, that's the Wi-Fi access.
Yeah, so basically they just run around finding clues drunk and stuff. And then they're sitting around outside. They're like, wow, this was so bonding that we all did this together. And Gigi's like, yeah, I'm grateful to know I have a bunch of people who took a risk to heal.
What? Well, you know what? I know. None of them actually have healed, by the way. And none of them have taken any risk. And also, I love how, so basically the whole thing culminates. They're at a campfire outside where Destiny nearly starts a forest fire. They're in the middle of all these redwoods in Northern California, which is besieged as we speak with a forest fire. And Destiny she drops a piece of paper. They're all dropping their clues in the bonfire. And she just sort of lets hers float in, and of course it catches on fire and floats out, and I was very triggered by that. But then, so they're it's a fun, happy murder mystery, and then London goes, okay, well, Gigi, now that you're alive, what are you grateful for? It's like, London, why do you have to, it's like a fun murder mystery, why do you have to be the one who asks someone what they're grateful for in the middle of a murder mystery?
That's what I do, babe. That's what I do. Yeah, babe.
I just hate that. I can't stand when someone's like that, when it's like a fun, happy moment, and then someone wants to make it about feelings.
Well, this was to heal us. Murder mysteries. Yeah. So then the next day, Layla's basically going to make breakfast, I guess. Reza and Layla, they put out this big spread. And MJ has given everybody patterned PJs. So it's like bonding, guys. It's like some Alibaba bonding, okay? So then MJ and Gigi are talking outside and how much they miss their babies and all that. And Gigi says that she just has a lot of anxiety. And MJ says, yeah, and, you know, I notice that when I ask about your baby, you downplay the fuck out of motherhood. Like, you've never said you had anxiety like you did right now. And Gigi says that she's just insecure because complaining, you know, if she complains that she's tired, then people are going to say, well, then why do you have a baby when you're single? You're selfish. You're so selfish.
Yeah, so she feels like she has a lot of eyes on her. And then she's like, oh, my God, did I just Kim Kardashian ugly cry? So then,
you're kind of putting yourself in a different category ratings wise. It's like, no, you did not just Kim Kardashian ugly cry.
She's trying to connect across the Ryan Seacrest universe of producers.
Yeah, she's reaching out at the Christmas party to say, hi, Kim. Hi, Kim.
She's like, I'm on a show produced by Ryan Seacrest also.
Yeah.
So then MJ goes up to Reza and presents some cream to him, and they make some small talk about sunscreen. And then MJ's like, so last year Shams was an infant newborn sleeping every day, and tomorrow he's going to be a toddler, and I'm very troubled. And they start talking about Reza and Tommy, and, you know, MJ, she's basically... She's basically forcing Reza to cry. So she's like, I figured that for sure, you know, this girl, meaning herself, if I was going to be married one, I was going to be married one day and I'd have a baby, and then you'd be the one with the catchers in the delivery room. So I am so tormented and sad, and I want to respect my husband, and I do. And I tell Tommy that you would like to lift the restraining order. And he goes, I don't give a fuck. I can't even read my notes on this really uninteresting monologue.
She's basically like, but someday Shams is going to be old enough to ask about Reza. Why? Is Reza just some story told from generation to generation?
That's what I'm wondering.
Who is Reza? Who is he?
So now Reza's like, I never gotten a chance to tell you what was in my heart because I had to get there on my own, and all the steps when they were happening, unfortunately, they became a series of missteps, but at least there were steps and contributed to me burning off calories.
At least I counted on my Apple Watch. I did not gain anything in our friendship, but I did gain some fitness rings. Yes, bitch! And then we see a clip of...
Moose, did you tell Ali Ashuri to say that Adam is sexually harassing him? You have had 10 abortions!
My feelings were hurt. I was disappointed, and I was stuck in a narrative, and I couldn't get out of my own way, which is why I had to lose 40 pounds, so now I could get out of my own way, literally.
And MJ says, yeah, but, you know, I keep thinking, it's my fault, too, because, I should have just picked up the phone and yelled at you. And he's like, yeah, you should have said, look, you know, you got a little taste of Tommy because he came over and, you know, did some things to your plants. Hope you enjoyed your taste. And then we could have chopped it up on the phone and it would be done then.
Which is not what have happened. It would not have been done then. There's like a total revisionist history about how dark that moment was. It would not have been over. So Reza is, and MJ is saying how she could have stopped Tommy, and he says,
the amount of time I've rehashed it, if this had happened first, or if that had happened, I've played that game so many times, and if Tommy thinks I'm happy about any of the outcome of how the situation went, or if I had the chance to do any of it again, would I do any of it the same? Absolutely not. But unfortunately, I have to live with the regret and the pain. The punishment he is imposing is worse than anything in life. And I live it every single day because we talk about your baby, baby Shams. Ah, ah.
Oh my God. He just goes on and on and cries and cries. And Tommy is like giving him the worst punishment ever. I was like, well, Tommy actually went to jail. I think his was worse so far. But that said, I mean, Tommy's probably going to have to bend a little bit on this because she's just going to resent you if, like, she never gets to see. And she's going to eventually show that baby to Reza. Like, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
If they stay friends, you know. So he's like, I feel like I have a life sentence with the possibility of parole. But I don't know if I will be paroled. But being in the bathroom and getting together, getting ready together, it's so us. It is so us. It is so us.
And she's like, yeah, I have a bad weave and you helped me correct it.
You are the smartest motherfucker I know. You know what time it is. Don't stop. Get it. Get it. Oh, baby Shams.
Oh, my God. So I love how Ressa's just going on about how much he's changed while he's just still waiting to drag Mike.
Yeah.
Like, that's all he's been doing the whole episode. And he's like, but look how different I am now.
But hey, you know, Lord. What? At least he knows how to do a proper feud, right? Because the way a feud works on Bravo is you have a season that builds up to the feud, that then the feud sort of happens, and then you have just like the most insane reunion where you think these people will never be friends again. And then the following season, you continue the feud, but by the end of the season, the feud is finally squashed. Because if you do not squash the feud in the second season, if it goes into a third season, then everyone gets mad at the feud. But if the arc is a two-season arc, and he knows the two-season arc, and he's moving in the right direction. So, you know, he knows how to play the game.
Well, everybody sure does. And that is the end of Shaws of Sunset. We will be back later with Below Deck Mediterranean, all right, before Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and then Real Housewives of New York. And our bonus was a fun video episode recapping House of Gucci. We just did the trailer. Neither one of us knows a damn thing about Gucci, so that was fine. We just got to see if someone just looked like Al Pacino or if it was really Al Pacino. That was basically the hour that we spent. But that's super fun. So if you want that and all our bonuses, go over to Crappens On Demand. You can find that at patreon.com/watchwithcrappens. And go sign up. And thank you to everybody for being here. We sure love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches,
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're Taking the Gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
No One Makes Us Feel Well Like Megan Cap Sewell.
Cheese on a Bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.